Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, the holidays are just around the corner, and we've been talking about how we as parents can be thinking about establishing or continuing some family traditions. These are activities that strengthen your family and reinforce your values, times that your children will look forward to and never forget. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And last week, we began a conversation about these family traditions and spoke specifically about gearing up for Halloween. So if you missed that, feel free to head to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and take a listen. But today, Bruce, we want to cover Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is an awful lot of holiday.
Yeah, it's a lot of turf, Cap, but we're going to talk more about the generalities of family traditions today and not make so many specific suggestions. And that's because each family tradition has to originate with the individual family. Mm-hmm. Some families' traditions may revolve around family festivities and food. Others may be around service and giving. And quite honestly, hopefully they're going to involve a little bit of both.
So what are some of the basic things then that we want to talk about?
Well, I think the first thing we want to do is just make sure we don't establish too many traditions at this time. You know, it's a compressed time. It's a lot of things going on in calendars at school and church and everywhere else. And sometimes these holidays feel overrun with things that we have to do, family traditions. And I think the second thing we need to do is make sure that they're sustainable. You know, these traditions, by definition, are things that you repeat year after year, generation after generation.
So then what do we want to take into consideration in these events that we're planning?
I think the first thing is looking at the economic condition of our country today. You know, cost is certainly one. How much is this family tradition going to cost us each year? For example, if you establish a family tradition to go on a ski trip or some space special, is it going to be sustainable? Whereas a family Christmas caroling party might cost very little.
So in other words, we don't want to start a tradition of buying everyone a new car for Christmas.
No, probably not too sustainable for most of us who are listening today.
Well, Bruce, what else can a family consider when they're planning a family tradition?
Well, I think it would be great for us as Christian families to be thinking through at least one thing we could do for the less fortunate over Thanksgiving and Christmas times. You know, there's families hurting in our churches, and maybe we could have them over for dinner, or there's some kids in our neighborhood who might not be getting gifts, and we can share some with them. And, you know, I think one of our Christmas traditions was to bake sugar cookies together as a family, and the kids would help roll out the dough, and we'd cut them with cookie cutters into Christmas shapes and sprinkle them with sprinklies and decorate them with sugar and then pop them onto paper plates, wrap them in clear plastic, and take them to a local retirement home where we would go room to room singing Christmas carols and giving the cookies away.
And that sounds like a very nice thing to do, Bruce. Very doable.
Mm-hmm.
But how did the residents like that?
Well, they loved the singing and receiving the cookies, Cap. It was the nurses who got upset because here we are handing out sugar cookies to old people with diabetes.
Not a good idea.
No, it wasn't a great idea. But, you know, we didn't think through all the details.
Well, so much for good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But what else, Bruce, can families do to consider planning some of these family traditions?
Well, I believe the most important element, Cap, of any family tradition is the family value that you're trying to teach behind it. Why are we doing this? And what does it say about who we are as a family, our faith, and our values, and then we need to use these activities to teach our children those things.
So your cookie baking for senior saints then taught your boys about the importance of giving to others.
Exactly.
Or encouraging those who don't have family close.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And even some evangelism in that we're bringing Christ to Christmas through the carols that we sang. And we talked about these things when we were baking and making the cookies together, that these cookies aren't for us, we're going to give them away.
Well, Bruce, anything else before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think the last thing we want to talk about is just make these traditions fun. You know, you want your kids to look forward to them, not dread them. And whenever possible, involve as many family generations as possible. You know, these are great times to be together with grandparents and other members of the extended family.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And hopefully our listeners will begin thinking about how that they can strengthen their families by establishing some fun and meaningful family traditions over the coming holy days. And if you want to share some of your family traditions with us, visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and just leave us a message. We'll post them on our website as they come in. And of course, you can always click on that feedback button for some additional ideas. But next Saturday, you can join us out at the Crow Transportation Car Show, which is a fun time for the whole family. And you can get more details of that on the website as well. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.